إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم مرحبا بكم في بيت من بيوت الله.
I welcome you in this house of Allah.
نتلو بعض آيات من كتاب ربنا.
We would recite some of the verses from the book of our Lord.
ونتدارسها فيما بيننا.
And we study them amongst ourselves.
راجين أن تنزل علينا السكينة.
Hoping that tranquility will be descended upon us.
وتغشانا الرحمة.
And mercy will engulf us.
وتحفنا الملائكة.
And the angels will surround us.
ويذكرنا الله في من عنده.
And that Allah will mention us with those who are with Him.
كما وعدنا على لسان رسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم حيث قال.
As He promised us on the tongue of His Messenger when He said.
وما اجتمع قوم.
That no group of people who gather together in one of the houses of Allah reciting the book of Allah Ta'ala and studying it within themselves except that peace will descend upon them, mercy will cover them, the angels will surround them, and Allah will mention them with those who are with him.
فمرحبا بكم في رحاب القرآن.
So welcome within the realm of the Quran.
وعلى مائدة القرآن.
And on the table of the Quran.
ومع آيات مباركات.
With blessed verses.
من سورة القلم.
From Surah the pen.
نعيش ليلتنا هذه إن شاء الله تعالى.
We spend our night this night inshallah with these verses. فلنستمع
إليها أولا.
Let us listen to them first.
قبل البدء في تفسيرها.
Before we start explaining them.
سائلين الله عز وجل.
Asking Allah عز وجل.
أن ينجز لنا ما وعدنا حيث قال.
To fulfill for us what He promised us when He said.
وإذا قرئ القرآن.
And if Quran was recited.
فاستمعوا له وأنصتوا لعلكم ترحمون.
Listen to it and pay attention so you may attain mercy.
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم من همزه ونفخه ونفثه بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نون والقلم وما يسطرون ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون وإن لك لأجرا غير ممنون وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم فستبصر ويبصرون بأيكم المفتون إن ربك هو أعلم بمن ضل عن سبيله وهو أعلم بالمهتدين فلا تطع المكذبين ودوا لو تدهن فيدهنون ولا تطع كل حلاف مشاء بنميم مناع للخير معتد أثيم عتل بعد ذلك زنيم أن كان ذا مال وبنين إذا تتلى عليه آياتنا قال أساطير الأولين سنسمه على الخرطوم كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليتدبروا آياته وليتذكر أولو الألباب.
A book that we sent down to you, a blessed book, so that they may reflect on its verses and so that the people of understanding may take heed.
لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله.
If we sent down this Quran on a mountain, you will find it humble and split up out of the fear of Allah.
وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون.
And such are the parables that we set forth for people so they may think or reflect.
الله نزل أحسن الحديث كتابا متشابها مثاني.
Allah sent down the best of speech, a book that is similar to each other, that is often repeated.
تقشعر منه جلود الذين يخشون ربهم.
Because of it, the skins of those who fear their Lord shake.
ثم تلين جلودهم وقلوبهم إلى ذكر الله.
Then their skins and their hearts become soft towards the remembrance of Allah.
ذلك هدى الله يهدي به من يشاء.
That is the guidance of Allah that He through which He guides whomever He wishes.
ومن يضلل الله فما له من هاد.
And the one whom Allah leads astray, then there is no one to guide him.
استفتح الله تبارك وتعالى السورة الكريمة.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He started this noble chapter of the Quran
بقوله
by saying
نون,
mentioning the letter نون.
وهو حرف من حروف الهجاء المعروفة.
And it is one of the Arabic alphabet that are well known.
وقد استفتح الله تبارك وتعالى
and Allah عز وجل started
سورا من القرآن
chapters from the Quran
بحرف مثل هذا الحرف
with a letter like this letter.
وافتتح سورا بحرفين.
Some other chapters started with two letters.
وافتتح سورا بثلاثة أحرف.
Other surahs they are started with three letters.
وافتتح سورا بأربعة أحرف.
And some surahs they start with four letters.
وافتتح سورا بخمسة أحرف.
And some surahs start with five letters.
وقد اختلف العلماء.
The scholars have differed
في سر وجود هذه الحروف المقطعة
regarding the secret behind these letters
في أوائل الصور
that are mentioned in the beginning of the chapters.
والراجح من أقوالهم
the strongest position of their statements
أن الله تعالى
that Allah سبحانه وتعالى
أراد بهذه الحروف
He wanted by these letters
إبطال قول المشركين
He wanted to invalidate the statements of the disbelievers
إن القرآن
that the Quran
كلام محمد
the words of Muhammad
وليس كلام الله
and that it is not the speech of Allah
فقال الله تعالى
so Allah said
كذبتم
You are lying. You lied.
إن هذا القرآن
Surely this Quran
كلامي
is my speech
وليس كلام محمد
is not the speech of Muhammad.
والدليل على ذلك
The proof for that
أن هذا القرآن
that this Quran
مؤلف
is comprised
من هذه الحروف
of these letters
التي يتألف منها كلامكم
that the same letters that comprise the words you speak
ومحمد واحد منكم
and Muhammad is one of you
لسانه لسانكم
his tongue is like yours
ولغته لغتكم
his language is your language
فلئن كان افترى هذا القرآن من عند نفسه
so if he forged this Quran from his own self
فأتوا بحديث مثله إن كنتم صادقين
then bring a speech like it if you are truthful
فإن عجزتم عن الإتيان بمثل ما جاء به محمد
if you are unable to bring anything like what Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم brought
فمحمد أعجز
So Muhammad is even more incapable than.
وثبت بذلك.
And this will prove.
أن القرآن كلام الله رب العالمين.
That the Quran is the word of Allah, the Lord of the world.
نزل به الروح الأمين.
With it, the trustworthy spirit came
على
down.
على قلب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ليكون من المنذرين.
Over the heart of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم to be from the warners.
بلسان عربي مبين.
With a crystal clear Arabic tongue.
وما كان هذا القرآن أن يفترى من دون الله.
This Quran was not going to be forged from other than Allah.
قل إن اجتمعت الإنس والجن.
Say if the jinn and the humans gather together to bring the likeness of this Quran, they will not be able to bring like it. Even if some of them were helpers to the others. That is because the Quran is the words of Allah. The one who said about himself, there is none like him.
ليس كمثله شيء في ذاته.
There is nothing like him in his person.
وليس كمثله شيء في صفاته.
There is nothing like him in his attributes.
وليس كمثله شيء في أفعاله.
There is nothing like him in his actions.
ثم بعد هذا الاستفتاح.
Then after this inauguration.
قال الله تعالى.
Allah said.
والقلم وما يسطرون.
By the pen and what they write.
ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون.
You are not by the favor of your Lord insane.
الواو.
The wow here.
للقسم.
To make an oath.
والمقسم.
And the one who is making the oath.
الله تعالى.
That is Allah subhanahu
wa ta'ala. والمقسم به.
And what he is making an oath about.
القلم وما يسطرون.
What he is making oath with is the pen and what they write.
والمقسم عليه.
And what he is making an oath about.
ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون.
Is the statement that you are not by the favor of your Lord insane.
لقد كانوا قبل البعثة.
They used to before sending Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They used to testify to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
بكمال العقل.
That he has perfect intellect.
ورجحان الرأي.
And that he has also perfect opinion.
والذكاء والفطنة.
That he is clever and smart.
ولذلك كانوا يحكمونه فيما فيه يختلفون.
This is why they used to ask him to be a judge regarding things that they differ about.
كما روت كتب السيرة.
Like in the Sirah books that narrate.
أن قريشا.
That Quraysh.
لما جددوا الكعبة.
When they renewed the building of the Kaaba.
وانتهوا إلى مكان الحجر الأسود.
And they reached to the point where the place of the black stone is.
اختلفوا.
They differed.
أي القبائل تحظى وتتشرف.
Who amongst the tribes will have the share and will have the nobility that will have the honor to place the black stone in its place.
فلما تنازعوا أمرهم بينهم,
when they differed between themselves,
قالوا رضينا بأول داخل,
they said we accept as a judge the first one who will enter.
فكان أول داخل,
the first one to enter,
محمد بن عبد الله,
was Muhammad bin Abdullah
صلى الله عليه وسلم.
صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فقالوا رضينا بحكم أبي القاسم.
They said we are satisfied with the judgment of Abu al-Qasim.
فطرح صلى الله عليه وسلم رداءه على الأرض.
So he took his garment عليه الصلاة والسلام and he spread it on the floor.
ووضع الحجر في وسطه.
And he placed the black stone in the midst of it.
وقال لتنتدب كل قبيلة واحدا منها.
And he said every tribe shall bring one representative.
فخرج هؤلاء المندوبون.
So those representatives came.
فقال خذوا بأطراف الرداء.
And he said take one side of each one of you one side of the garment.
فأخذوا جميعا بأطراف الرداء.
So all of them took grabbed the garment by the side.
فرفعوه.
They raised it up.
فأخذ صلى الله عليه وسلم الحجر.
So رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم took the black stone.
ووضعه في مكانه.
And put it in its place.
وقضى بذلك على الخلاف الذي نشب بينهم.
And this way he completely finished this disagreement that happened between them.
إلا أنه
except that
ما إن قال أنا رسول الله إليكم جميعا
that when the minute he said I am the messenger of Allah to you all
حتى قالوا مجنون.
Now they said he is insane.
فبرأه الله مما قالوا.
Allah declared him free and innocent of that.
فقال
he said
فذكر
so remind
فما أنت بنعمة ربك بكاهن ولا مجنون.
You are not by the favor of your Lord a fortune teller nor you are insane.
ولم يكتف الله بهذا
Allah did not stop there
حتى أقسم على براءة نبيه
to a point that he made an oath that his messenger is free and innocent.
فقال هنا
he said here in this verse
والقلم وما يسطرون
by the pen and what they record
ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون
and you are not by the favor of your Lord insane.
والنعمة
The favor
هي النبوة والرسالة
is the prophethood and messengership.
كيف يبعثك الله وأنت مجنون؟
How is it that Allah will select you to be sent as a messenger when you are crazy or insane?
إن اتهام محمد بالجنون
accusing Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم that he is insane.
طعن في ذات الرب سبحانه وتعالى.
This is an insult, an attack on Allah Himself.
إذ كيف يبعث الله رسولا مجنونا؟
How is it that He will send subhanahu wa ta'ala a messenger who is crazy.
هذا لا يفعله أحد الناس.
This person from the general folks wouldn't do that.
فكيف يليق بملك الناس?
How is it suitable then for the king of the people to do that?
القائل,
and he is the one who said
الله أعلم حيث يجعل رسالته.
Allah is more knowledgeable where he places his messengership.
يقول ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه
Ibn Mas'ud says
إن الله تعالى
surely Allah
اطلع في قلوب العباد
looked at the hearts of the people
فرأى قلب محمد أبرها
and he saw that the heart of Muhammad is the most righteous
وأتقاها وأطهرها
most pious and most purified
فاختاره للرسالة
so he selected him for his messengership
ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون
you are not by the favor of your Lord insane
وإن لك لا أجرا غير ممنون
and surely you will have a reward that will never be cut off
أي لك أجر دائم
meaning you have reward that is continuous
مستمر
that is going to be everlasting
لا ينقطع إلى يوم القيامة
it will never cease till the day of judgment
وذلك أنه صلى الله عليه وسلم
and that is because he عليه الصلاة والسلام
هو الذي دل الأمة
he is the one who guided the nation
على كل خير
the Muslim nation he guided them to every good
والدال على الخير
and the one who guides to that which is good
كفاعله
is like the one who did it
فما من مصل يصلي
no praying person who prays
إلا ولرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل أجره
except that the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم has the same reward as he has
وما من صائم يصوم
no fasting person who fasts
إلا وله صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل أجره
except that he صلى الله عليه وسلم has the likeness of his
وما
reward
وما من حاج يحج
and no pilgrim who makes pilgrimage
إلا وله صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل أجره
except that he صلى الله عليه وسلم has the same reward as he does
فهذا معنى قوله تعالى
This is the meaning of the statement of Allah.
وَإِنَّ لَكَ لَأَجْرًا غَيْرَ مَمْنُونَ
Surely you will have a reward that will never cease or stop.
وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ
And surely you are upon great manners or behavior.
وَهَذِهِ تَزْكِيَةٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ
This is a recommendation and a praise from Allah عز وجل
لرسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم
To his messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم
وَشَهَادَةٌ مِنْهُ سُبْحَانَهُ
It's a testimony from him
سبحانه صلى الله عليه وسلم
that the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم
بلغ قمة الأخلاق الحميدة
he reached the peak of the praiseworthy morals
لأن حرف على
That is because this letter ala on.
يفيد العلو والاستعلاء.
You are on. It means that you are superseding or you are on top of something.
والإنسان إذا على شيئا.
And the person if he is on top of things.
تمكن منه.
Then he is completely established on it.
فقوله تعالى.
So the statement of Allah.
وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم.
Surely you are upon great morals.
شهادة من الله لرسوله.
This is a testimony from Allah to His Messenger.
لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
بلغ قمة الأخلاق الحميدة.
He has reached the peak of the praiseworthy morals.
هذا هو.
This is.
تحليل هذه الألفاظ.
This is the analysis of these words.
هذه الآيات.
Regarding in these verses.
ولنا معها وقفات.
And we will have few pauses with these words.
الوقفة الأولى.
The first pause.
مع قوله تعالى.
Is with the statement of Allah.
والقلم وما يسطرون.
And by the pens and what they write.
أقسم الله تبارك وتعالى بالقلم.
Allah made an oath by the pen.
وما يسطرون.
And what they write.
والقلم مخلوق.
The pen is created.
والسطور التي يسطرونها بالقلم مخلوقة.
The lines and the things that they record, they are created.
فأقسم الله ببعض خلقه.
Allah made an oath by some of His creation.
وقد تكرر هذا القسم في القرآن مرات.
This oath has been repeated in the Quran many times.
والفجر وليالي عشر.
By the dawn and the ten days or ten
والشمس
nights.
وضحاها.
And with the oath by the sun and its light.
يغشى.
And the night when it covers.
لا أقسم بيوم القيامة.
I make an oath by the day of judgment.
لا أقسم بهذا البلد.
I make an oath by this place.
أقسم الله تعالى ببعض مخلوقات.
Allah made an oath with some of His creation.
ولله عز وجل.
And Allah عز وجل.
أن يقسم بما شاء من خلقه.
He can make an oath with whatever He wants of His creation.
أما المخلوق.
As for the created being.
فليس له أن يقسم.
They cannot make an oath
إلا بالله عز وجل
except by Allah عز وجل
لأن القسم
that is because making an oath
فيه معنى التعظيم
it has within it the meaning of glorification
فأنت حين تقسم بشيء
when you make an oath by something
تعظمه
then you glorify it
وتقول إنه عندك عظيم
and you say that it is according to you aggrandized
ولذلك أقسمت به
that's why you make an oath by it
ولا يجوز للمسلم
And it is not allowed for the Muslim
أن يعظم
to aggrandize
إلا الله العلي العظيم
except Allah the highest, the great.
ولذلك نهانا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
This is why the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم forbade us
عن القسم بغير الله
from making an oath. He forbade us to make an oath by other than Allah.
فقال إن الله ينهاكم أن تحلفوا بآبائكم
He said that surely Allah forbids you from making oaths by your
من كان حالفا
the one who wants to make an oath
فليحلف بالله أو ليصمد
let him make an oath by Allah or let him be quiet
وعظم صلى الله عليه وسلم
and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم aggrandized
أمر القسم بغير الله
the matter of making an oath by other than Allah
فقال من أحلف بغير الله فقد كفر أو أشرك
he said the one who makes an oath by other than Allah then he has disbelieved or committed shirk
فلا تحلف أيها المسلم
so O Muslim do not make an oath
أبدا.
By other than Allah at all
لا تحلف بحياتك
do not make an oath by your life
ولا بحياة أبيك
nor by the life of your parents
ولا بحياة ابنك
or by the life of your child
ولا بحياة النبي
nor even by the life of the Prophet
من كان حالفا
the one who wants to make an oath
ليحلف بالله أو ليصمت
let him make an oath by Allah or let him be quiet
الوقفة الثانية
the second
في قسم الله تبارك وتعالى
is regarding the oath that Allah made
بالقلم وما يسطرون
by the pen and what they write
إشارة
This is a hint.
إلى علو منزلة القراءة والكتابة وأهلها عند الله عز وجل.
Pointing to the greatness or the high status of writing and reading and the people who write and read with Allah.
فالله يقسم بالقلم وما يسطرون.
Allah makes an oath by the pens and what they write.
ففيه إشارة.
So there is a pointing here.
إلى ضرورة العناية.
So Allah points to the importance
بالقراءة والكتابة
of taking care of learning, writing, and reading.
لأنهما الوسيلة إلى العلم.
Because they are the means leading to knowledge.
وديننا الإسلام
and our religion of Islam
دين يقوم على أساس العلم
is a religion that is based upon knowledge.
ولذلك كان أول ما نزل من القرآن
This is why the first thing that was revealed of the Quran
اقرأ
is اقرأ recite.
هذا أول تكليف
This is the first charge
كلف الله به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
that Allah سبحانه وتعالى charged the messenger with
قبل أن يأمره بالتوحيد
before ordering him to the oneness of Allah
قبل أن يأمره بالدعوة
and before ordering him to call to Allah
قبل أن يأمره بالصلاة
and before ordering him to pray
أمره بالقراءة
he ordered him to read or recite
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق
recite in the name of your Lord who created
خلق الإنسان من علق
He created the human from a cloth.
اقرأ وربك الأكرم
Recite and your Lord is the most generous
الذي علم بالقلم
The one who taught through the pen
علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم
He taught the human that which he did not know
فأول ما أنزل الله فأول ما خلق الله من خلقه
So the first thing of the creation that Allah created
القلم.
Is the pen.
وأول ما أنزل من كلامه
The first speech that he revealed
اقرأ.
Is recite.
وفي هذه الأولية
And in this beginning with things
أولية
with
pen, الخلق
the first thing that was created
وأولية
is the pen.
التنزيل
And the first thing that was revealed
إشارة
is reciting this there's a point
ضرورة الاهتمام بطلب العلم
There's a hint here and it points to the importance of seeking knowledge
والإشادة بالعلماء
and giving high and lofty status for the scholars
ثم نزلت الآيات بعد ذلك تترى
Then the verses came after that one after the other
تحث على طلب العلم
encouraging seeking knowledge
وترغب فيه
encouraging it very much
بمدح طالبيه
by praising the people who seek it
وبيان علو منزلتهم عند رب العالمين
and explaining how great and lofty their status is with Allah the Lord of the
الذي يقرأ القرآن الكريم
the one who recites the noble Quran
يرى فيه الكثير والكثير من الآيات
he will see many many verses
التي تدل على فضل العلم وشرف أهله
that show the excellence of knowledge and its people
من هذه الآيات
and from these verses
قوله تعالى
the statement of Allah
شهد الله
Allah testifies
أنه لا إله إلا هو
that there is no true God except He
والملائكة
and the angels also testify
وأولو العلم
and the people of knowledge
قائما بالقسط
maintaining with justice
لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم
there is no true God except He the Almighty the All-Wise
استنبط الإمام ابن القيم رحمه الله
إمام ابن القيم he derived from this verse
من هذه الآية
from this verse
وجوها كثيرة
many aspects
تدل على شرف العلم وشرف أهله
proving the excellence of knowledge and the nobility of its people
من هذه الوجوه
from these aspects that he mentioned
أن الله تعالى
that Allah سبحانه وتعالى
استشهد بالعلماء
that he سبحانه وتعالى used the scholars as witnesses
على أنه لا إله إلا هو
that there is no true God except he
والله تعالى هو العلي العظيم
and Allah is the most high the most great
والتوحيد
and التوحيد the oneness of Allah
أعظم مشهود عليه
is the greatest thing that you can testify to
فدلت عظمة المستشهد وهو الله
so this shows that the greatness of the one who is using them as a witness
وعظمة المشهود عليه وهو التوحيد
and the greatness of the thing being testified to and that is the oneness of Allah
على عظمة الشهداء
that those witnesses are also great
ثم إن الله تبارك وتعالى
then Allah سبحانه وتعالى also
قرن شهادة العلماء
he coupled or he mentioned the testimony of the scholars
بشهادته سبحانه
alongside with his testimony
وشهادة الملائكة المقربين
and the testimony of the angels who are close to him
وجعل الفعل الدال على الشهادة
and he made this verb that mentions the witnessing here in this verse for his essence, his person,
and
for his angels who are close and the lordly scholars. One verb only. Allah testifies
أنه لا إله إلا هو
that there is no true God except He
والملائكة
and the angels
وأولو العلم
and the people of knowledge.
ولم يكرر الفعل شهدا,
and he did not repeat the verb testify,
وإنما جعله فعلا واحدا,
he made it only one verb.
وأمر الله تعالى رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم
and Allah ordered his messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم
أن يستشهد بالعلماء
to ask the scholars for their witness
على أن محمد رسول الله
for their testimony that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is the messenger of Allah.
فقال تعالى
Allah said
ويقول الذين كفروا لست مرسلا
and those who disbelieve they say you are not a messenger.
قل كفى بالله شهيدا بيني وبينكم
say Allah is enough witness between me and you
ومن عنده علم الكتاب
and the one who possesses the knowledge of the book.
وهكذا استشهد الله تعالى بالعلماء
this way Allah used the scholars as witnesses
على أنه لا إله إلا الله
testifying that there is no true God except He.
وأمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
and ordered the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم
أن يستشهد بالعلماء
to use the scholars as witnesses
على أن محمد رسول الله
that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah.
وأخبر الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه
also Allah سبحانه وتعالى informed in his book
أن الأنبياء
that the prophets
يستشهدون يوم القيامة
they will use as witnesses on the day of judgment
بعلماء هذه الأمة
they will use the scholars of this ummah as witnesses
على أقوامهم
against their people
أنهم بلغوهم رسالات ربهم
about the fact that they delivered the message to them.
قال تعالى
Allah said
وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطا
and thus we have made you a justly balanced nation
تَكُونُ شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ
so that you will be witnesses over mankind
وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا
so that the messenger will be a witness over you.
ترجم الإمام البخاري رحمه الله في صحيحه
الإمام البخاري put a title in his book
لهذه الآية
for this verse
فقال
he said
باب
a chapter on
وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطا
and thus we have made you a justly balanced nation
وما أمر به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من لزوم الجماعة
and what the messenger commanded of sticking to the group
وهم أهل العلم
and they are the جماعة the group they are the people of knowledge
ثم أخرج بسنده
and then he mentioned the chain of narrators
صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال
that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said
يجاء بنوح وقومه يوم القيامة
Nuh will be brought and his people on the day of judgment
فيقال له
and he will be told
هل بلغت
did you deliver the message
فيقول نعم
he says yes I did
فيقال لقومه هل بلغكم
it will be said to his people did you deliver the message to you
ما جاءنا من بشير ولا نذير
they say no there hasn't come to us any warner or giver of good news
فيقول من يشهد لك
so he says who will testify to you
فيقول محمد
He says Muhammad and his nation.
فيؤتى بكم
so you will be brought
فتشهدون
and you will testify
ويكون الرسول عليكم شهيدا
and the messenger will be a witness over you.
ومن الآيات الدالة على فضل العلم والعلماء
and from the verses proving the excellence of scholars and
أن الله تبارك وتعالى
the knowledge and its people is that Allah سبحانه وتعالى
أمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
he ordered the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم
أن يستغني بإيمان العلماء
that he would be sufficed by the faith of the scholars
عن إيمان غيرهم
and he would that the iman of the scholars will suffice him from the faith of others.
فقال تعالى
Allah said
وقرآنا فرقناه لتقرأه على الناس على مكث
and a Quran that we sent down distributed so that you will recite it for the people slowly
ونزلناه تنزيلا
and we surely revealed it, sent it down
قل آمنوا به أو لا تؤمنوا
say believe in it or don't believe in it
فإيمانكم وعدمه سواء
your faith, your believing in it or not is equal, it doesn't matter why
إن الذين أوتوا العلم من قبل.
The next words are surely those who have been given knowledge before it.
إذا يتلى عليهم.
When it is recited to them.
يخرون للأذقان سجدا.
They fall down on their chins prostrating.
ويقول سبحان ربنا.
And they say all glory be to our Lord.
كان وعد ربنا لمفعولا.
Surely the promise of our Lord will come to pass.
ويخرون للأذقان يبكون.
And they fall down on the chins
ويزيدهم خشوعا.
And it increases them in humility.
ومن الآيات الدالة على فضل العلم والعلماء.
And from the verses proving the excellence of knowledge and skill.
قال الله تعالى.
The statement of Allah عز وجل.
إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء.
Truly, only amongst the servants of Allah who fear Him, truly they are the scholars.
فحصل الخشية منه سبحانه في العلماء.
So Allah restricted the fear of Him in the scholars only. Only the scholars fear Allah.
فإذا كان العلماء هم الذين يخشون الله.
So if the scholars are the ones who fear Allah.
فإن قول الله تعالى.
Then the statement of Allah تعالى.
جزاؤهم عند ربهم.
Their reward with their Lord,
جنات عدن,
gardens of Eden,
تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا,
beneath which rivers flow, they will stay therein forever.
رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عن.
Allah is pleased with them and they with Him.
ذلك لمن خشي ربه.
That is for the one who fears his Lord.
والعلماء هم الذين يخشون الله.
And the scholars, they are the ones who fear Allah.
فهذا هو جزاء العلماء.
Then this is the reward of the scholars.
ومن الآيات الدالة على فضل العلماء.
And from the verses proving the excellence of scholars.
قال الله تعالى.
Is the statement of Allah.
يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات.
Allah raises those who believe amongst you and those who have been granted knowledge in degrees and ranks.
قال ابن عباس.
ابن عباس said.
يرفع الله الذين آمنوا.
Allah raises those who believe
فوق عامة الناس
above the rest of the people.
ويرفع العلماء
and Allah raises the scholars
فوق عامة المؤمنين
above the general believers
100 درجة
100 degrees
ما بين الدرجة والدرجة
between one degree and the other
كما بين السماء والأرض
is like the distance between the sky and the earth.
وحسبك دليلا على فضل العلم وشرف أهله.
Enough as a proof for the excellence of knowledge and the nobility of his people.
أن الله تعالى.
That Allah تعالى.
قال للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
He said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وقل رب زدني علما.
Oh Allah, oh my Lord, increase me in knowledge.
فلم يأمر الله تعالى رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Allah did not order his Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
أن يستزيد من شيء.
To ask for more from anything except to ask for more of knowledge and say, oh my Lord, increase me in knowledge. And the Prophet responded to this order to the order of his Lord. He used to, when he finishes praying Salat al-Subh,
he used to say,
oh Allah, I ask you beneficial knowledge and actions that are acceptable
ورزقا طيبا
and a sustenance that is pure.
ولقد أكثر صلى الله عليه وسلم على أصحابه
and Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned a lot to his companions
حثهم على طلب العلم
encouraging them to seek knowledge
وملازمة العلماء
and sticking to the scholars.
فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام
so he said عليه الصلاة والسلام
خيركم
The best amongst you
من تعلم القرآن وعلمه
is the one who learns the Quran and teaches it to others.
وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم
and he said عليه الصلاة والسلام
من يرد الله به خيرا
the one whom Allah wants good for him
يفقهه في الدين
he makes him someone who understands the religion.
وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم
and he said عليه الصلاة والسلام
من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما
whoever walks on a path seeking by it knowledge
سهل الله له طريقا إلى الجنة
Allah will make easy for him a way to paradise.
وَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ لَا تَضَعُ أَجْنِحَتَهَا لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ رِضًا بِمَا يَصْنَعُ
And surely the angels lower down their wings for the student of knowledge out of them being satisfied of what he is seeking.
وَإِنَّ الْعُلَمَاءَ وَرَثَةُ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ
And surely the scholars are the inheritors of the prophets.
وَإِنَّ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ لَمْ يُورِثُوا دِينَارًا وَلَا دِرْهَمًا
And the prophets, they did not leave behind as an inheritance neither dollar nor cent.
وَإِنَّمَا وَرَثُوا الْعِلْمَ
Rather, they left behind the knowledge as inheritance. So the one who took the knowledge, then he has taken his fair share. And he said, عليه الصلاة والسلام,
وما اجتمع قوم في بيت من بيوت الله.
And no group of people who gathered together in the house of Allah.
يتلون كتاب الله تعالى.
Reciting the book of Allah تعالى.
ويتدارسونه فيما بينهم.
Studying it within themselves.
إلا نزلت عليهم السكينة.
Except that peace and tranquility will descend on them.
وغشيتهم الرحمة.
And mercy will cover them.
وحفتهم الملائكة.
The angels will surround them.
وذكرهم الله في من عنده.
Allah mentions them with those who are with Him.
وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And He said عليه الصلاة والسلام.
فضل العالم على العابد.
The excellence of the scholar over the worshipper.
فضلي على أدناك.
Is like my excellence, the excellence of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Over the least amongst you. And in one narration, the excellence of the scholar over the worshipper is like the excellence of the moon over the rest of the stars. O Muslim,
اطلب العلم.
Seek the knowledge.
واحرص عليه.
And be diligent to seek it.
وابحث عن مجالسه.
And look for its sittings.
واسعى إليها.
And labor and work hard to attend.
فمن يريد الله به خيرا.
The one who wants good for him.
يفقهه في الدين.
He makes him someone who understands the religion.
وقد قال عليه الصلاة والسلام.
And he said عليه الصلاة والسلام.
طلب العلم فريضة.
Seeking knowledge is an obligation.
على كل مسلم.
For every Muslim.
لذلك نهيب.
This is why we encourage
بكل أسرة مسلمة.
We encourage every Muslim family
أن يكون لها منهج دراسي شرعي.
That they have some sort of curriculum that they study the Sharia with it.
تدرسه في البيت.
You study it at home.
بالإضافة إلى مجالس العلم في المساجد.
Add that to sittings of knowledge in the masajid.
فيكون في كل بيت.
So in every household.
مع كتاب الله عز وجل.
Along with the book of Allah تعالى.
كتاب في العقيدة.
A book in the Islamic creed.
وكتاب في الفقه.
A book in the Islamic fiqh.
وكتاب في التفسير.
And a book in تفسير explanation.
وكتاب في الحديث.
Another one in حديث.
وكتاب في السيرة.
Another one in biography of the Prophet.
وكتاب في الأخلاق والآداب.
And another one in morals and manners.
تجتمع الأسرة على هذه الدراسة.
The family will gather together on studying this.
حتى تتفقه في دين الله عز وجل.
So that they will become knowledgeable. The religion of Allah.
فإن العلم
for knowledge
هو العاصم من الزلل
is the protector from falling
من فضل الله عز وجل
is the protector from making mistakes by the bounty of Allah عز وجل.
الوقفة الثالثة
the third pause or station
مع قوله تعالى لنبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم
is with the statement of Allah عز وجل to his prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم
وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم
and surely you are upon excellent manners.
يجب عليك أيها المسلم
It is a must upon you, O Muslim,
أن تعلم
that you should know
أن العلم والأخلاق صنوان لا يفترقان
that knowledge and morals they are two things together they should not be separated. So the one who seeks knowledge
فليطلب معه الأدب
let him seek along with it the manners.
هكذا قال السلف
This is what the pious predecessors have said.
اطلب العلم
Seek the knowledge
واطلبوا للعلم الأدب
and seek along with the knowledge manners and morals.
وكانوا يقولون
and they used to say
نحن إلى كثير من الأدب
we are to a lot of manners
أحوج منا إلى كثير من العلم
we are more in need of that than much of the knowledge.
إن الله تبارك وتعالى
surely Allah تبارك وتعالى
مدح رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم
he praised his messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم
على أخلاقه الحميدة
For his praiseworthy morals.
وقد جعله الأسوة الحسنة.
And he made him the best example.
والمثل الأعلى.
And the excellent role model.
فقال تعالى.
He said تعالى.
لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة.
Surely in the Messenger of Allah there is a perfect example for you.
لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر.
For the one who hopes in Allah and the last day.
ذكر الله كثيرا.
And mentioned Allah much.
ولقد أكثر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على أصحابه.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned a lot to his companions.
الوصية بمكارم الأخلاق.
Mentioned a lot of pieces of advice about the noble manners.
فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام.
He said عليه الصلاة والسلام.
إنما بعثت.
I was only sent.
لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
To perfect the noble morals.
وفي رواية.
And one narration says.
إنما بعثت.
I was only sent
to تمم صالح الأخلاق
to perfect the best the good morals.
وكأنه عليه الصلاة والسلام
as if he is saying عليه الصلاة والسلام
يريد أن يبين
he wants to clarify
أهمية الأخلاق في بعثته ورسالته
the importance of morals in his message.
فقوله إنما بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق
his statement I was only sent to perfect the noble morals
قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم
is like his statement عليه الصلاة والسلام الحج is attending عرفة
ومعلوم
and it is well known
أن الحج أركانا غير عرفة
that حج has other pillars other than attending عرفة
لكن عرفة أهمها
but عرفة is the most important among
them كذلك الأخلاق
likewise in terms of morals
ما بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق
I was only sent to perfect the noble morals
أن يؤكد على أهمية الأخلاق في رسالته
he wanted to emphasize the importance of morals in his message
وقد جعل عليه الصلاة والسلام
and he عليه الصلاة والسلام made
حسن الخلق
he made good character
عنوان كمال الإيمان
a sign of the perfect faith
فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم
he said عليه الصلاة والسلام
أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا
the most perfect of the believers in terms of faith
أحسنهم خلق
is the best in terms of character
فكلما حسن الخلق
so the more the character is better
دل ذلك على كمال الإيمان
this shows the perfect faith
وكلما ساء الخلق
and the morals are bad
دل ذلك على نقص الإيمان
this shows the shortage in faith
أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا
the most complete in terms of faith amongst the believers
خلقا
is the best in terms of manners and morals
وكان عليه الصلاة والسلام يقول
he used to say عليه الصلاة والسلام
إن أحبكم إلي
The most beloved from you to me.
وأقربكم مني مجلسا يوم القيامة.
And ones who will sit the closest to me on the day of judgment.
أحاسنكم أخلاق.
The best amongst you in character.
وكان يقول.
And he used to say.
إن العبد المؤمن.
Surely the believing servant.
لا يبلغ بحسن خلقه.
He will reach by his good character.
درجة الصائم القائم.
The level and the degree of the one who is fasting and praying night prayer.
وكان يقول.
And he used to say.
ليس شيء أثقل في ميزان العبد يوم القيامة.
There is nothing that is going to be heavier on the scale of the servant on the day of judgment.
من حسن الخلق.
Nothing heavier than good character.
وفي المقابل.
On the other hand.
كان صلى الله عليه وسلم.
He used to عليه الصلاة والسلام.
حذر من مساوئ الأخلاق.
He used to warn and caution against the evil morals.
ويبين.
He used to clarify
أنها تحبط الأعمال
that they destroy and abolish the deeds
وتبطل الأجر والثواب
and they invalidate the reward from
them. فكان صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول
He used to say
وإياك وسوء الخلق
beware of bad character
فإن سوء الخلق
for the bad character
يفسد العمل
it will corrupt the deed
كما يفسد الخل العسل
exactly like the vinegar corrupts the honey
ولذلك قالوا
this is why they said
يا رسول الله
O Messenger of Allah
فلانة
So and so a woman.
كثر من كثرة صلاتها.
She is mentioned that she prays a lot.
وصيامها.
She prays a lot and she fasts a lot.
وصدقتها.
And she gives donations a lot.
ولكنها تؤذي جيرانها بلسانها.
But she harms her neighbors with her tongue.
قال هي في النار.
He said she's in the fire.
قالوا يا رسول الله.
And then they said, Oh Messenger of Allah. So and so another woman.
كثر من قلة صلاتها.
She is mentioned that she doesn't pray that much, fasting not that much
وصدقتها
and also donation voluntary is not that much
لكنها لا تؤذي جيرانها بلسانها
but she does not harm her neighbors with her tongue
قال هي في الجنة
he said she is in the paradise
ولقد كان عليه الصلاة والسلام
he used to عليه الصلاة والسلام
يسأل ربه
he used to ask his lord
المزيد من العلم
the increase of knowledge
والمزيد من حسن الخلق
and the increase of the good character.
كان يقول
he used to say
اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا
oh Allah I ask you beneficial knowledge.
وكان يقول
and he used to say
اللهم كما حسنت خلقي حسن خلقي
oh Allah as exactly as you have perfected my shape my image then perfect and complete my purify my character.
اللهم اهدني لأحسن الأخلاق
oh Allah guide me to the best of the character.
لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أن
nobody guides to the best of morals except you.
أصرف عني سيئها
and divert away, push away from me the evil morals.
لا يصرف عني سيئها إلا أن
no one pushes it away from me except you.
فعليك أيها المسلم
so it is upon you, O believer
تجتهد في التحلي بمكارم الأخلاق
that you strive hard to adorn yourself with noble morals.
وأن تعلم
and that you should know
أن الغاية من العبادات كلها
that the goal behind all acts of worship
هي تحسين الأخلاق
is to perfect your character.
الثمر المرجوة من العبادات
the fruit that is hoped out of performing acts of worship
تهذيب الأخلاق
is to find and purify to make the character fine and purified.
الله تعالى يقول في الصلاة
Allah says about salah
وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر
establish the prayer for the prayer forbids one from obscene and evil matters
ويقول في الزكاة
he says about zakah
خذ من أموالهم صدقة تطهرهم وتزكيهم بها
take from their money a charity by which you purify and sanctify them
ويقول في الحج
and he says about حج
حج أشهر معلومات
حج is done in well known months
فمن فرض فيهن الحج
so the one who declares حج in them
فلا رفث
then no involvement
ولا فسوق
no involvement in obscene speech and no wickedness
ولا جدال في الحج
and no involvement in arguments
ويقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الصيام
and also the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says regarding fasting
جنة.
Fasting is a shield.
فإذا كان يوم صوم أحدكم
if it was the day of the fasting day of one of you
فلا يرفث
then let him not get involved in obscene words and let him not sin, commit sins and let him not scream
فالعبادات كلها
so all of the acts of worship
اجتمعت في في غاية واحدة
they gathered together to have one goal and objective
وهي تهذيب أخلاق الإنسان
and that is refining the character of the human being
والنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام
and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم
وصى بحسن الخلق مع الناس كافة
he counseled us to have good character with all people.
فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام
he said عليه الصلاة والسلام
اتق الله حيثما كنت
fear Allah wherever you are
وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحوها
follow up an evil deed with a good one you will erase
وخالق الناس بخلق حسن
deal and treat the people in a good way
خالق الناس جميعا
treat all the people
بخلق حسن
deal with them with good character
وأولى الناس بحسن خلقك
the people who have most right to your good character
أهلك
are your family members
زوجتك
your spouse
وأولادك
your children
وأبوك وأمك
your mother and your father
والأقرب فالأقرب
and the closer of the relatives
يقول عليه الصلاة والسلام
he says عليه الصلاة والسلام
أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا
the most complete in terms of faith of the believers
أحسنهم خلقا
the best in terms of character
وخياركم
the best amongst you
خياركم لنسائهم
are the best to their wives
ويقول عليه الصلاة والسلام
and he says عليه الصلاة والسلام
خيركم خيركم لأهلي
the best amongst you is the best to his family
وأنا خيركم لأهلي
and I am the best amongst you to his family
فيا أخ الإسلام
so O brother in Islam
اطلب العلم
seek the knowledge
واطلب مع العلم الأدب
seek along with the knowledge
وعلم أن العلم والأدب صنوان لا يفترقان
and you should know that knowledge and character or etiquettes they are two companions that should not be separated from one another
والعلم إن لم تكتنفه شمائل تعليه
and knowledge if it was not adorned with character with morals that will make him go up high
كان مطية الإخفاق
then it will be a vehicle leading to complete failure
لا تحسبن العلم ينفع وحده
Do not think that knowledge will benefit by itself.
ما لم يتوج ربه بخلاقي.
If it was not, if the owner of that knowledge was not crowned with good morals.
فنسأل الله أن يرزقنا العلم النافع.
So we ask Allah to give us beneficial knowledge.
وأن يهدينا لأحسن الأخلاق.
And to guide us to the best of morals.
وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم.
And surely you are upon a great character.
ثم قال تعالى لنبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And then he said to his prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام.
فستبصر ويبصرون.
You will see and they will see.
بأيكم المفتون.
Which one of you has the insanity?
لقد اتهموا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن آمن معه.
They accused the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and those who believed with him
بالضلال.
That they are misguided.
وإذا قيل لهم آمنوا كما آمن الناس
if they are told believe like the people have believed
قالوا أنؤمن كما آمن السفهاء
should we believe like the fools have believed
إن الذين أجرموا كانوا من الذين آمنوا يضحكون
surely the criminals they used to laugh at the believers
وإذا مروا بهم يتغمزون
and when they pass by them they wink their eyes
انقلبوا إلى أهلهم انقلبوا فكهين
And when they go back to their families, they go back laughing.
وإذا رأهم قالوا إن هؤلاء لضالون.
And if they see them, the believers, if they see the believers, they say they are misguided.
فقال تعالى لنبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So Allah said to His Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
اصبر على ما يقولون.
Be patient for what they say.
فغدا يفصل الله بينكم فيما فيه تختلفون.
So tomorrow Allah will judge between you regarding matters that you differ about.
فستبصر يا نبينا
so we will see all our prophets
ويبصرون معك
and they will see also alongside with you
المفتون
who amongst the two has
أمهم
is it you or them
إن ربك هو أعلم بمن ضل عن سبيله
surely your Lord is the one who is most knowledgeable of the one who
هو أعلم بالمهتدي
who is astray from his path and he is more knowledgeable of the guided ones
ولقد حاولوا
And they tried
صرف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الدعوة
to drive the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم away from inviting people
بكل ما أمكنهم من أساليب
with all kinds of means that they had in their hands
استخدموا أسلوب الاضطهاد فلم ينفع
they tried the means or the way of torturing the believers it didn't benefit
استخدموا أسلوب الترغيب فلم ينفع
they used the means of encouragement and it didn't
عرضوا عليه الملك فأبى
They offered him to be the king and he refused.
وعرضوا عليه المال فأبى.
And they offered him wealth and he refused.
وعرضوا عليه النساء فأبى.
And they offered him the women and he refused.
هم أحدهم يوما أن يقتله فخنقه.
One of them he wanted to kill him one day and he choked him.
حتى جاء أبو بكر فدفع ذلك الرجل وقال أتقتلون رجلا أن يقول ربي الله.
Until Abu Bakr came and pushed that man and he said to him, Are you going to kill a person who says my Lord is Allah?
فلما لم تغن عنهم هذه الأساليب كلها شيئا.
So in all of these different ways they didn't benefit them at all.
ذهبوا إلى ما يسمى بلغة العصر.
They use what we call now in the language of our time
أنصاف الحلول
middle solutions
قالوا يا محمد
They said, oh Muhammad
إلى متى نختلف معك
For how long we are going to differ with you
أحلامنا وتسبوا آلهتنا
and you talk about our talk negatively about our gods and our minds and intelligence
قال ما عندكم
He said, "What do you have to tell me?"
قالوا حل وسط.
They said a middle solution.
أنت مصر على عبادة الله.
You are insisting on worshiping Allah.
وقومك مصرون على عبادة اللات.
And your people are insisting on the worship of Allat, the idol.
قرب وجهة النظر.
Then we try to bring all of these views closer together.
ها معك عاما.
We worship Allah with you one year.
وتعبد اللات. معنا عاما
and you worship Allah the idol with us one year
إبه هذا العام الله هو المعبود كما تريد أنت
this year then Allah is the one to be worshipped as you want
والعام القادم اللات هي المعبودة كما يريد
قومك and the next year the idol Allat is the one to be worshipped as your people
أفقد أرضيناك وأرضيت قومك
this way we make you satisfied and we make your people satisfied
قال تعالى
Allah said
فلا تطع المكذبين
do not obey the those who deny.
وَدُّوا لَوْ تُدْهِنُ فَيُدْهِنُونَ.
They wish that you will give up, and they will give up too.
والمداهنة.
And this مداهنة.
التنازل عن شيء من الدين.
This is for you to give up something from the religion.
ولا أحد يملك.
And no one has the right.
تنازل عن شيء من الدين أبدا.
To give up anything of the religion at all.
ولو كان شيء قليل.
Even if it was very little.
لأن الدين دين الله.
Because the religion is the religion of Allah.
فلا تفريط في دين الله.
So we cannot be relaxed or lax regarding the religion of Allah.
كذبين.
Do not obey those who do lie.
ودوا لو تدهن فيدهنون.
They wish to give up something, and so that they will give up.
فلما نهاه عن طاعتهم جميعا.
So when he forbade him from obeying them, all of them.
خص واحدا منهم بالنهي.
He mentioned one person in specific that he should not be.
وهو الوليد بن المغيرة.
And that is الوليد بن المغيرة.
وكان قد جلس إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
This man he sat with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
واستمع إلى القرآن منه.
And he listened to the Quran from him.
فأثر القرآن فيه.
And he got very much affected by the Quran.
فخافت قريش.
And Quraysh they were afraid.
إن أسلم الوليد.
That if الوليد becomes Muslim.
أن تسلم قريش كلها.
That all of Quraysh will become Muslim.
فاحتالوا على الوليد.
So they tricked الوليد.
حتى صرفوه عن الجلوس إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
To turn him away from sitting with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وقالوا.
And they said.
لا يرضى قومك عنك.
Your people will not be satisfied with you.
حتى تقول في القرآن قولا يرضيهم.
Until you say something about the Quran that they will be pleased with.
أنا ماذا أقول فيه؟
So he said, what should I say about it?
والله ما هو بشعر.
But Allah is not poetry.
ولا كهانة.
And it's not like fortune telling.
ولقد سمعت كلام الإنس والجن.
I heard the statements of the humans and the jinns.
أحسن كلام شيء من ذلك.
Does not resemble anything at all like that.
له لحلاوة.
It has sweetness in it.
وإن عليه لطلاوة.
It is very beautiful and nice.
إن أعلاه لمثمر.
The upper part of it is fruitful. And the lower part of it is also
great.
It is high on the top.
قالوا لا يرضى عنك قومك بهذا الكلام. قل قولا آخر.
They said that your people will not be pleased with you for saying this. They will not be satisfied. You have to say something else.
ففكر وقدر.
So he thought and he thought.
ثم فكر وقدر.
And he thought and he estimated.
ثم قال إن هذا إلا قول البشر.
Then he said, this is nothing but the statement of the human.
لما وصف القرآن.
So when he described the Quran.
وصف.
With a description.
القرآن منه بريء.
That the Quran is free and innocent of.
وصفه الله تعالى بتسع صفات كلها فيه.
Allah, the Quran described this man with 9 qualities, and all of them are true about him.
كل صفة أقبح من أختها.
Every quality is worse than the next one.
قال ولا تطع كل حلاف.
He said, do not.
مهين.
Do not obey everyone who makes oaths a lot, who is despised.
هَمَّازٍ.
Who always criticizes or attacks others, insults others. He walks with words that break the relationship between the people.
مَنَّاعٍ لِلْخَيْرِ.
He withholds what is good.
مُعْتَدٍ.
He is a transgressor.
أثيم.
A sinful one.
عُتُل.
He is hard and harsh.
ثَمَانِ صِفَات.
8 qualities.
كل صفة أقبح من أختها.
Every quality is worse than the one before.
والتاسعة.
And the 9th one.
أقبحها كلها.
Is the worst of them all.
ولذلك قال بعد ذلك.
After all of this, Allah said.
زنيم.
He is زنيم.
والزنيم.
And the زنيم means.
والغلصق بالقوم وليس منهم.
Is the one who is attributed to a people, and he is not really one of their children.
ثم قال تعالى.
Then Allah said.
أن كان ذا مال وبنين.
Is it because he had children and wealth?
إذا تتلى عليه آياتنا قال أساطير الأولي.
When our verses are recited to him, he says the myths or the stories of the early people.
هل هذا جزاء أن أنعم الله عليه بالمال الكثير والبنين؟
Is this the reward of the fact that Allah favored him with a lot of wealth and children for him to say this?
أن يقول في القرآن أساطير أولي.
That he should say about the Quran that these are the myths and the stories of the early people.
سنسمه على الخرطوم.
We will blame him on the nose.
يجعل الله تعالى له يوم القيامة.
Allah will make for him on the day of judgment.
علامة على أنفه.
A sign or a brand on his nose.
يعرف بها من بين سائر الناس.
That he will be known by that mark. He will be distinguished from the rest of the people.
إلى النار يساق.
Then he will be taken to the
كما
fire.
كما قال تعالى.
As Allah said.
سأصليه سقر.
I will burn him in سقر.
وما أدراك ما سقر.
What will make you know what سقر is.
لا تبقي ولا تضر.
It does not leave anything.
لواحة للبشر.
It burns the people.
عليها 19.
Over it are 19 guardians.
نعوذ بالله من الخذلان.
We seek refuge with Allah from the
bloodline.
And we ask him guidance and facilitation.
الحمد لله رب العالمين.
And all praises be to Allah.
وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد. جزاكم الله خيرا يا شيخ. صلاة العشاء 6:45. So عندنا يعني قريب من 15 دقيقة إن شاء الله.
عندك كان فيها سنة إن شاء الله.
جزاك الله خير. يقول ما الفرق بين الطالب الذي يجلس بين يدي العلماء والطالب الذي يتعلم من الأشرطة أو الفيديو وما إلى ذلك وهل تحثنا على التعلم هكذا. It says what is the difference between the scholar, the one who seeks the knowledge by sitting with the scholars and the one who seeks the knowledge by listening or watching the videos from the scholars, and do you encourage us to learn in that way?
أفضل طرق طلب العلم على الإطلاق.
The best ways of seeking knowledge.
المشافهة.
Is to directly take from the scholars.
تجلس بين يدي العلماء.
To sit in front of the scholars.
وتأخذ عنهم مباشرة.
And to take from them directly.
ولكن.
But.
ما لا يدرك كله
if you cannot achieve all
لا يترك جله
you don't leave most of what you can achieve
فإذا وجدت فرصة
if you found
الأخذ عن العلماء
if there was an opportunity to seek knowledge from the scholars directly
فلا تفوتها
do not miss that opportunity
وإن فاتتك
and if you missed it
فعليك بدروسهم المسجلة
then I counsel you to listen to their lectures
والمفرغة في كتبهم
and also the books that are written or
على أن تأخذ نفسك
taking care
بمراجعة العلماء دائما بالسؤال
that you always refer to the scholars by asking
ولو
them
الهاتف
even if you do that by the phone
he's asking about the dua between adhan and iqama. Do you have to hear the adhan of the masjid to have your dua accepted? What if you come late and you didn't hear the adhan? يقول يسأل عن الدعاء بين الأذان والإقامة. هل يشترط في هذا أن تسمع الأذان في المسجد حتى يقبل دعائك؟ وماذا إذا جئت متأخرا إلى المسجد ولم تسمع الأذان؟
لا يشترط سماع الأذان.
Listening to the adhan or hearing the adhan is not a condition.
العبرة بالوقت.
What we consider is the time.
ما بين الأذان والإقامة.
The time that is between أذان and إقامة.
وقت إجابة.
Is the time for answering the dua.
سمعت الأذان أو لم تسمع.
Whether you heard the adhan or you didn't.
What do you advise the student who wants to seek knowledge? Should he go to Egypt first to learn Arabic its sciences, or should he go to Mauritania first, bearing in mind the harshness of the desert lifestyle.
يقول ماذا تنصح طالب العلم يعني يسأل عن مكان طلب العلم هل تنصحه بالذهاب إلى مصر لتعلم العربية وعلومها أولا أم تنصحه أن يذهب إلى موريتانيا أولا مع يعني العلم بأن الوضع يعني وضع الصحراء هناك يعني الحالة هناك في موريتانيا حالة صعبة
طبعا من لم يتقن العربية وأراد طلب العلم
The one who does not know the Arabic language and he wants to study the language
يلزمه أن يتعلم اللغة أولا
He must learn the Arabic language first
وفي القاهرة
and in Cairo
وسائر مدن مصر
and the rest of
مراكز
the cities in Egypt there are centers
لتعليم اللغة لغير الناطقين بها
to teach Arabic to those who don't speak it.
فتستطيع أن تلحق بمركز من هذه المراكز.
So you can enroll in one of these centers.
تتقن اللغة.
So you learn and perfect learning Arabic.
ثم تلتحق بالعلماء.
Then you go to the scholars. How long can one be away from one's wife when you travel to get means of sustenance for the family? يقول كم يعني المدة التي يغيبها الإنسان إذا كان يسافر بعيدا عن زوجته طلبا للرزق من أجل هذه العائلة ما أقصى الفترة التي ينبغي لا يتجاوزها
وعموما
جنري
السفر
traveling
وترك العائلة
and leaving the family behind
طلبا للرزق والمال
seeking sustenance and wealth
يقابله تقصير في نواحي كثيرة في الحياة العائلية
is contrasted or compared يعني you find on the other hand a lot of shortcoming or a lot of falling short in terms of looking after the family
ولكن معلوم
but it is well known
أن الزوجة غالبا
that wife usually
تكون راضية وموافقة على سفر زوجها
most of the time she agrees that her husband should travel
لكن
but
إذا غاب الرجل عن امرأته
but if the husband is absent from his wife
أكثر من أربعة أشهر
for more than four months
وطالبته بالعودة
and she asked him to come back
فمن حقها أن يرجع إليها
it is her right that he goes back to her
لكن ما دامت راضية
but if she is satisfied and she is quiet then there is no harm كيف نعمل منهج التعليم في المنزل مع الأولاد؟ نرجو شرح ذلك. What how do we do this curriculum with the children or the at home studying Islam؟
نقرأ كل ليلة إن شاء الله.
We recite every night إن شاء الله.
آيات من كتاب ربنا.
Verses from the book of Allah.
ونبدأ بالجزء الثلاثين.
And we start with the 30th part.
والمسمى بجزء عام.
The one titled جزء عام.
ونقرأ تفسير الآيات.
And we read the meanings of the verses.
من كتاب أيسر التفسير.
From the book أيسر التفسير.
الشيخ الجزائري.
The easiest of تفسير by الشيخ الجزائري.
وكذلك في العقيدة
likewise in Islamic beliefs
عقيدة المؤمن
the belief the creed of the believer
للشيخ الجزائري
by the Sheikh الجزائري also
وفي الفقه
and regarding فقه
الوجيز في فقه السنة والكتاب العزيز
the concise فقه
وفي الأدب
in terms of manners and morals
منهاج المسلم للشيخ الجزائري
the methodology of the Muslim by Sheikh الجزائري
والأحاديث
and regarding hadith
رياض الصالحين
رياض الصالحين the gardens of right
والسيرة
and as for the biography of the Prophet
الرحيق المختوم
the sealed nectar
هذه مواد سهلة وبسيطة
these are يعني easy materials
تستطيع كل أسرة
that every Muslim family
أنت تطلب العلم اللي هو فرض عين عليها من خلال هذه الكتب
to seek the knowledge that is compulsory on them by studying these books and most of them are translated I think except maybe the tafsir, Allahu a'lam. أغلبها مترجمة إلى تفسير الجزائري. أغلبها مترجمة.
الحمد لله.
If you hear the إقامة for أذان, إقامة الأذان. إقامة الأذان. Is it obligatory to stay and pray, for example, عشاء if you wanted to delay it? هل يجوز تأخير صلاة العشاء بعد الأذان أو الإقامة؟ يقول إذا أردت أن to stay and pray, يعني هذا في المسجد مفروض. لا, هو يقول في المسجد, الله أعلم. إذا سمعت إقامة الأذان إقامة, هل يجب عليك أن تبقى لتصلي صلاة العشاء مثلا؟ إذا أردت أن تؤخرها, يعني تؤخر صلاة العشاء, ممكن يعني ما تصلي.
لا يجوز لإنسان أن يؤخر صلاة العشاء.
It is not allowed for the person to delay Salat al-Isha
ويترك الجماعة
and to leave the congregational prayer.
المستحب في Salat al-Isha,
what is recommended regarding Salat al-Isha,
تأخيرها,
is to delay it.
يعني ممكن تأخرها بعد ساعة, بعد ساعتين من الآن.
You delay it like after 1 hour, 2 hours from now.
ولكن هذا في حق الجماعة.
This is recommended for the congregation,
ليس في حق الفرد,
but not for the individual, just the single.
في بيتها.
Except the woman at home.
لكن الرجل,
but the man,
لا يجوز أن يتخلف عن الجماعة.
Is not allowed for him to,
أجل أن يؤخر العشاء.
Stay behind from صلاة الجماعة, not to pray for him, in order for him to pray صلاة العشاء at a later time. Asking about videos and pictures was known to be unacceptable, but now nowadays pictures and videos are accepted among scholars. Why? يقول كنا نعرف أن التصوير غير مسموح به, والآن صار التصوير منتشرا حتى بين العلماء, فلماذا؟
الأصل في التصوير الحرمة.
Principle regarding picture making is prohibition.
بأنواعه كلها.
In all of its forms.
الورقية وغير ورقية.
On paper or not on paper.
لا يستباح من التصوير.
Picture making is not allowed.
إلا ما دعت إليه الضرورة.
Except for what the necessity calls for.
كالتصوير للأوراق الرسمية وغيرها.
Like for the official papers and like that.
وأما تصوير محاضرات العلماء.
As for videotaping the lectures of the scholars.
فإن للعلماء فيه قولين.
For the scholars have two positions regarding
بعضهم
that.
وقف على الأصل وقال لا يجوز تصوير المحاضرات.
Some of them, they took the original position and said it's not allowed at all to videotape those lectures.
ويكفي تسجيل الصوت.
And the sound, recording the sound is sufficient.
وبعضهم قال,
and some of them said,
إن هذه الآلة,
this machine,
صارت آلة إعلامية,
became a machine that is used widely,
في تناول الجميع,
in the media, and it reaches everybody.
ونظر المستمع دائما إلى المتحدث,
and for the listener to look at the speaker,
يجذب انتباهه,
this will bring his attention
ولا يجعله يشد عنه,
and he will not make his mind wander away from
him. فرخص بعض أهل العلم,
so some scholars allowed,
في تصوير المحاضرات,
to videotape lectures,
لنشر العلم والخير,
to spread knowledge and goodness. Can you repeat the 9 qualities of Waleed ibn al-Mughira, and who was he? هل يمكن إعادة التسع صفات للوليد بن المغيرة ومن هو؟
الوليد بن المغيرة هذا رجل من المشركين من كفار قريش.
This is a man from the disbelievers of Quraysh.
قال في القرآن إن هذا إلا سحر يؤثر.
He said about the Quran that it is nothing but magic.
إن هذا إلا قول البشر.
This is the statement of the human being.
فقال الله تعالى في حقه.
Allah said about him.
ولا تطع كل حلاف.
Do not obey the one who makes oaths a lot.
مهين.
Who is despised,
هماز.
Someone who insults and attacks others.
مشاء بنميم.
he walks with words that corrupt the relations of the people. He withholds good things from people.
معتدين.
He is a transgressor.
أثيم.
He is a sinful person.
عطل.
He is a hard and harsh person.
بعد ذلك زني.
And after all, he is not someone who has a true lineage. He is attributed to a people and he is not one of them. I heard you have an Arabic madrasa. When you teach Arabic in the outskirts of Cairo, for someone from here who wants to come there, what do you advise Cairo? Okay, Egypt in general. يقول أنا سمعت أن لديكم مدرسة هناك مدرسة عربية تعلمون هناك العربية في ضواحي القاهرة. لو واحد يريد أن يذهب ويتعلم هناك هل تنصحونه بالذهاب إلى مصر في بالذات في هذه الأوقات؟
الحمد لله مصر مفتوحة إن شاء الله فيش أي مشاكل للوافدين.
All praise is due to Allah. Egypt is open for the commerce. There's no problem for the commerce. But for me myself,
تدريس العلوم الشرعية.
I teach the legal knowledge.
ولكن للناطقين بالعربية.
But for those who already speak Arabic.
فالذي لا يحسن العربية.
So the one who doesn't know Arabic.
يلزم أن يلتحق بمركز في القاهرة.
He should enroll in one of the sentence in Cairo to learn the Arabic language first.
ثم بعد ذلك انتقل إلينا وإلى أحد العلماء.
Then he moves to us or to other scholars because there are many. الحمد لله. The last one, inshallah. يا شيخ حفظك الله. ما هو أعجب شيء رأيته من شيخنا الألباني؟ The sheikh says, the questioner says, O Sheikh, may Allah preserve you, what is the most amazing thing that you have seen from Sheikh Al-Albani?
أعظم شيء.
The greatest things that I have seen from him,
الشيخ رحمة الله عليه,
regarding Sheikh Al-Albani رحمه الله,
هو الأخذ بمبدأ التثبت من الأخبار.
That he is holding on to the principle which is to make sure to verify the reports.
وهذا لا شك.
And this, without doubt,
استفاده من علمه.
He benefited from
الحديث.
From his specialty, the knowledge of hadith.
على التثبت.
The knowledge of hadith because it's based upon verification.
من الطرائف.
One nice thing that happened.
أنني كنت في زيارته رحمة الله عليه يوما.
I was visiting him one day.
فقال لي.
And he told me.
ما تقول في كذا.
What do you say about such and such?
سألني سؤالا.
He asked me a question.
ولا شك أنك حين تسأل من شيخك يسقط في يدك.
And there is no doubt that when
الشيخ ليس مستفهما.
When you are being asked by your sheikh, then you feel really, you know, can't go anywhere because you know that he's not asking you because he doesn't know.
فقلت يا شيخنا.
I was saying, oh our sheikh.
أقول ما تعلمت منك.
I say what I learned from you.
كذا وكذا.
That this answer is such and such.
فقال.
He said.
هذا الظن بك يا عبد العظيم.
This is what I think about you, oh عبد العظيم.
أنت خير يا شيخنا.
I said خير, good. What is it?
أقال أخبرني بعضهم.
That some of them told me.
أنك تقول كذا وكذا.
That you say otherwise, such and such.
فقلت ما يقول عبد العظيم هذا.
I said عبد العظيم doesn't have this position, doesn't say this. So he said that the sheikh said, I know عبد العظيم wouldn't say this, but I wanted to make sure.
فهذا مبدأ عظيم جدا يا إخواني.
So this is a great and excellent principle, my brothers.
مبدأ التثبت من الأخبار.
The principle of making sure, confirming and verification of reports.
كل ما يقال صحيحا.
Not everything that is being said is true.
وما آفة الأخبار إلا رواتها.
There is no problem regarding the narrations. No problem except for the narrators themselves.
قال فلان.
So if it was told to you, so and so said such and such.
فعل فلان.
Or so and so did such and such.
فتثبت أولا.
Make sure first.
قبل أن تحكم على فلان.
Verify before you judge فلان.
فكم من إنسان.
Because how many of them have been
قطع علاقاته بأناس كثيرين.
He cut off the ties between him and many people.
لأنه قيل عنهم
because it was said about them.
أنهم قالوا
that they said such and such, and they did not say anything.
وهذا ما أمرنا الله به في قوله.
And this is what Allah ordered us.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا.
In His statement, O you who believe.
جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا.
If a wicked person comes to you with news, then confirm.
قوما بجهالة.
Verify it and confirm it, lest you.
تصبحوا على ما فعلتم ندمين.
Lest you attack a people with ignorance and you will be in the end regretful.
أسأل الله تعالى أن يغفر لي ولكم.
I ask Allah to forgive me and you.
شيخنا
and to the Shaykh
الألباني ومشايخ المسلمين ولما يبقى
الشيوخ
هذا والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين
جزاكم الله خيرا.